Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka the Beard Guy here, and here's another Lunch with Norm, the Rise of the Microbrands. Lunch with Norm. Lunch with Norm. All right, I can't wait to get started today. I'm with one of my favorite guests, returning guests, Cassandra Creighton from Helium 10. She takes care of all of Helium 10's social media, and we're going to be talking about trends, what's good, what's bad, what's ugly from 2020, as well as what we should be looking at going into 2021. But before we get into that, we are broadcasting live on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn, and I need my son. Where is he?
Hi.
There we go. How are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. How do you like today's incredibly cold but beautiful sunny day?
I haven't even looked outside yet.
Oh, yeah. You don't have windows in your place.
I don't have windows in my room right now.
Right, so. Yeah.
have you noticed anything different?
Oh, you got rid of that 1970s porn mustache. I mean, it was either Borat or that.
Let's keep this PG, okay?
Dad. Okay. I did. I didn't say anything bad. You know me. I don't swear.
All right. On that note, hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Let's see. We have our Facebook group that is up and going. You can search it right here. I think it's added into all the links. I didn't run this by you. I told you about this a week ago, I think, Dad. But,
what's that?
We have a secret episode. So we have a recorded episode that we're going to be releasing, but it's only going to be available in the group. So I believe right now we're looking 2 weeks from now on Tuesday, but we have a secret episode. So you guys have to join the group to see it. There is a giveaway in that one too. So
actually, that's a really cool giveaway too. The episode is something we didn't expect. It was just one day we were able to record it, and usually we go live, but this was something really interesting, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it in the group. So, yeah, check it out.
All right, and we also, before we forget, we do have a special episode next week. We're filming for Lunch with Norms on Tuesday, which is with Mike Cigar.
That's Operation Underground Railroad. So he's put together a great program starting a week or two from now, which is the 12 nuggets of, what is it? The 12 nuggets
of Christmas,
right? Yeah, where a ton of e-com sellers are getting together and sharing a 5 to 10 minute nugget with everybody. It's for charity, as for an incredible charity called Underground Railroad. They're trying to stop human trafficking. So we'll be also promoting that within the group. And if there's anything that you can do to help donate to a worthy cause, you know, check it out.
So that is December 8th, special episode on Tuesday. Yeah. So we have Rad joining us.
Hey,
Rad and Raja. Hey, the beard guy's there. Hey, Norm Kelsey. Hi, Raja. How's it going? So for this episode, we're talking about social media. So let us know what social media platforms you're using for your business. How are they going? Put those in the comments and we'll pull them up. And yeah, let's get started.
Okay. So last thing before we do get started, if you do have any questions for us, just throw them over in the comment section and we'll get right to it. And hi, Marina, how are you? Yeah, you must be experiencing this freezing cold day as well. So hopefully down in Toronto, I say down because I live north of Toronto, it's nice and sunny as well. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and enjoy the show. There she is.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I always love coming on here and like hearing you and Kelsey riff right before the show. I feel like I'm backstage at Kelly and Ryan or something, you know? So I love it. I feel like this is like my entrance. I love it.
Oh, so you never got a chance to see Kelsey's Borat mustache, did you?
Well, 70s porn stash.
As you exactly. That's what I think, but.
I would say like Tom Segal, like nice,
I like
really
that.
Oh, okay.
Go out.
Good reference. Good reference.
Yeah, there, also, there. Okay.
I was glad that you didn't bring me on right after you said that because I was cracking up. So I'm really glad I had a minute to compose myself.
Okay. Yeah. So today, well, before we get into that, let's tell people a little bit about you, your fabulous background, and what you're doing now.
Wonderful. Norm, I'm so happy to be here. I am Cassandra Craven, and I am the social media content manager for Helium 10 Software. Prior to coming on board here, I worked in film, television, television production, daytime court shows, IMAX, all the fun things, all the great things. And now I'm bringing all that experience to the team at Helium 10. Now to you, Norm.
That's very, this is almost like a news show. And now to you.
Back to you, Norm. Yeah. Exactly.
So today I think we got a really great topic. And that's what was hot, good, bad, ugly in 2020. And just sort of predictions for 2021.
Exactly.
Within social media. Or yes, we can get anywhere. Exactly. Oh, but before we do this, because when I talked to you, you said that building your audience is important. Well, guess what? We've got an incredible community. We've got some names that come out new. I don't know each week, but our community, like Marcia, Michelle, Nathan, Simon, all these people, Raja, they're on here every time we're broadcasting. And like, we're trying to build that community of engaged audience. And it's just great seeing them all, you know, back here every week. So, and I did really learn that from you about building a community and how important that is. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. But you know, it's really just props to the community, props to the members, because having that loyal followership is just something you can't purchase. You can't buy that, you know, on social media. You can't do no fake followers here.
Right. And you've got to provide content. So exactly. Something that you specialize in.
Well, okay. Norm, I think that's a testament to you. Sorry, I just want to tell you. That's a testament to you providing great content to everyone, that you have this loyal, you know, these loyal members, this loyal community. So props to you, Norm.
Well, that all goes back to Kelsey. So,
that's true.
All right. So let's just dig right in.
All right, let's do it.
What were the big trends in 2020?
I think it's undeniable that TikTok exploded with quarantine life and everyone at home. I think, you know, TikTok was always around and it was kind of latent and, you know, it was there and there was like some Gen Zers that were a part of it. But I think it just exploded when everyone was on, you know, in lockdown, quarantine mode, they started getting into it. So it's undeniable. And obviously Instagram, you know, took that on as well with their Reels feature. Yeah. So I think that is just the, you know, knockout of 2020 is live, you know, TikTok, Instagram Reels, all those sound bites, that content has to be the winner of the year, if you will. If we were giving awards, it'd be the winner.
TikTok.
I think they paved the way. I don't think Instagram Reels would be what it is without TikTok.
Right. And what is it? Is it LinkedIn? One of the other big social media groups now just rolled out another Reels TikTok type of application.
Well, LinkedIn has stories and Twitter just rolled out Fleets, which is also stories essentially for, you know, for their specific platforms. So it kind of takes on that same trend. It pops up in your feed. It's at the top of your feed. It's expiring content, things like that.
I'm kind of curious. So, and this is something that I've been learning and we've been going, this has been a COVID project, you know, just working a lot more with social media, never done as much social media as what we're doing right now. But like, if you take a look at Instagram, you've got posts, you've got stories, you've got reels. Do you need to take advantage of all of, Instagram TV. So there's four things, you know, on Instagram. So do you take advantage of all of it or what would be your starting point?
You know, I will even say that as a social media manager, you know, you kind of start off with this foundation of, okay, you've got in-feed, you've got, and now we got stories. And now, like you said, there's four different types of content to produce there. And so that can even get overwhelming for me. You know what I mean? And I've worked in social media for 10 years. I think each one serves a different purpose. And when you're catering content, curating content, keep each of those platforms and features in mind. So if you want something to be more top of mind, instant access, you're going to go with Stories. If you have something more long form, like an interview or a commercial type video, things like that, you're going to want to go IGTV. And I would definitely say anything with user generated content, content creators, you know, fun, dance routines, things like that, you're going to want to go Instagram Reels. It's almost odd that, you know, what started the whole thing is in feed posts. And now that's kind of the, you know, kind of taken a back seat to those other features. But it's still important to always have that main content, because that's the first thing when people come to your, you know, they're checking out your brand, they're checking out who you are, your product, whatever it may be. That's what they're going to see when they come to your Instagram. They're going to check out your feed. What are your posts about? What's your product about? You know, that's where they're going to kind of get the backstory, if you will. So definitely keep in mind what each of those features can do for you and your business. And keep in mind where your audience is as well. So if you see more views on Stories, you're going to want to push more content that way, because that's where your audience is.
You know, I was just talking, I was just actually submitting an article to a magazine about perception, perceived value.
You're so cool, Norm. You're so cool. You are. That's so casual. Like, you know, giving my magazine interviews, no big deal.
but anyway, God, you make me crack up. It's important, I think, and this is going down a different rabbit hole, but right. You can go and you can go to, and I'm not saying that going to India or going to the Philippines is bad. There are plenty of really good social media companies that are there. And usually you pay the price just like you would pay in North America. It might be a little bit less expensive. But I found that so many brands are off-brand. They're not consistent because they're trying to go so cheap that they go to these factory social media places. And it hurts their brand and it hurts their social media way more, like even growing groups organically. You know, we're trying to do this organic. And, you know, people will say, and especially like in Instagram, oh, you only have so many followers. Yeah. But look at the engagement,
yep.
You know, and the reason I'm saying this is you can go out there and there is a lot of people now hearing, okay, I have a brand, like a private label brand. I need social media, but I only want to spend $100 a month and I want them to post 3 times a day. And it just never works out. At least I've never seen, like, I can always tell when it's a factory SM or social media company doing it, correct? You know,
Oh, totally. And yeah, exactly. It takes away from that organic, you know, naturally curated vibe, if you will, you know, and I think people connect better. They know you, they know Kelsey, they know who's behind the scenes, you know, even, you know, I'll speak for myself with Helium 10. I think there's just a better connection when they know who's running this. It's not a bot, you know, it's not some schedule. Of course, I always, you know, scheduling is great. We all need to free up our time, but knowing that there's someone at the helm, you know, they want to know there's someone they can connect with. And I completely 100% agree with you, is you kind of start to see what, you know, the mass produced content is, or something that's just not timely or relevant, or you can just tell, you know. I know, I think that people are just very perceptive, and that especially the younger generation, you know, the kids these days, they can spot a fake. So I think they just can tell what is done in the moment. One thing that even when I started out in social media, that we always tried to flag or stay away from was posting like exactly at like 10 o'clock straight up or 10:30, you know, that kind of thing. Cause it was just such a dead giveaway that this was scheduled, or, you know, that just wasn't, you know, innate content, organic content. And people can spot that.
Okay. So you just touched on something. How important is it for time?
I think timing is everything.
Yes. So scheduling for different platforms is different, isn't it?
100%. And again, you're going to want to tap into, we've talked about this previously, with social media analytics and insights and social listening, things like that. Find out when your audience is online. It may sound crazy to post at 3 a.m., you know, but if you have an audience on the other side of the world, if you're really popular, you're going to want to start getting content in their feed when they wake up. So you really have to pay attention to when your audience is most active, what channels they check in the morning, what channels they check before bed. A lot of times people check Twitter first thing in the morning because it's kind of like a news outlet. And then they move over to like Facebook or something for more family-centric things, friends, what big brands are doing. You know, you kind of just got to go with the audience behavior, if you will. And then that's how you can curate the best posting times, everything that's going to be optimal for your content to perform at its best.
So before we get into 2021, you can use, there are tool, all sorts of tools out there that you can use, and it's not faking it or it's not, I mean, you can go out and find incredibly great content, just curating it using tools that'll save you a ton of time. Like one of the tools that we look at is Post Planner, just to find the curated content. And, you know, you could put in keywords and you can put in your favorite accounts just to monitor. And then you could pull it up very simple. I know Kelsey, I think he got this from you, Sprout Social.
Yep.
Yeah. So we subscribe. Yeah, they're very good. You know, people use Hootsuite. But are there other applications like for design or for just to help out with your social media tasks for the day?
Yeah, I think Canva has, that's another just, you know, website platform that's exploded because I think so many people were pivoting and doing their own, whether they're starting their own Instagrams, their own branding, things like that. They have pre-made templates, but they're also customizable. So you can kind of get this inspiration for an Instagram story, an email banner, in-feed posts, things like that. They also have animated content that you can pull from, but you can curate it to your specific brand colors, fonts, everything like that. So it's not a generic, I've used it for myself. I haven't used it for Helium 10, but I've used it on my personal stuff. Yeah, so it's not, you're saving time in the essence that if you're not a designer, if you're not a graphic artist, you can get these elements and put them in place and curate them to your brand. And it's a huge time saver than coming up with something from scratch or even hiring out someone, you know, to do a, you know, bulk amount of content all at once.
If I understand correctly, Canva used to be able to have a free account that just did a ton. I don't know if that still exists. I know that they do offer premium, but is there a free account still available?
I believe so. I don't think that, I think you're just limited in what templates you're going to get and what features you can add on, things like that. They also have somewhere when you're downloading the content, you have to pay like $1.99 or $4.99 or something for certain elements that you add to your post, things like that. But really, I mean, if you look at it, especially for a business just starting out and when you're kind of trying new content or experimenting with things, this is, I mean, $4.99, you know, you can't beat that price. It's a really good, it's a good outlet for you to utilize so you can experiment with things while you're finding your way on social.
Right. And I guess when you're looking at images as well, you know, you can spend, and I am going to talk about this one first. This is crazy, but you can spend a lot of money on images. We subscribe to Adobe and there's one other one, but I got nailed 3 times, I think. I got sued by Getty, $32,000 because my artist that was doing something did not give me the licenses and I paid them for doing what they did. And Getty was either coming after me or coming after my client. And so I ended up negotiating. I think I got out of that $32,000 one for $3,200. But that's another, when you're using social media, be careful the images that you use and make sure that they're royalty free, or if you're using them under commercial circumstances, that you have a commercial license or make sure that they don't have a fee associated with it. And then, you know, another really great place to get images, Unsplash.
Oh yeah. I was just going to say, cause, you're talking about Getty, and I think that's definitely more celebrity focused. I would say more higher end images, and those are pricey. Shutterstock is great, but exactly, Unsplash gives that more, it's more organic. And I've seen images of Unsplash come in my feed just because I'm familiar with them. And it really makes me stop and look because I think it's someone I know because it looks so organic.
Yeah.
Versus, and Shutterstock, I will say, is I think getting better at that, because for a while, and I'm sure Norm, you remember, even a couple of years back, Shutterstock was super cheesy with some of its, like, you know, very like, hi, I like this. So now I think they're getting more into that organic feel. What can work better on social media? We have Shutterstock. So I know, like, if you type in, you know, even Instagram story templates, four of those will pop up and you have like a concise story that you can, you know, that's cohesive in colors and branding and fonts and things like that, that you can customize as well. But yeah, I 100% don't use anything off Google Images. Don't just pull images from anyone. Ask for permission always. Of course, you don't want to get sued by Getty. I feel like that probably wasn't fun.
No. And, you know, they really aren't forgiving. Like, you can say, oh, it was my, you know, my project manager in the Philippines. They said that they did it. Well, that changed the SOP. And, yeah. You know, but that didn't stop the other three or other two that came in after that. So now we have a policy where, you know, the license has to be in a folder on the client's in the client's file. But yeah, and that's, even if you're doing it yourself, make sure that you put the license somewhere if you are getting an image from Adobe or from wherever, just so you have it. It might be in your account, but just in case they come. So the other area that we're looking at too is, now that we're seeing a lot more social proof, lifestyle images, and getting these influencers and getting the brand ambassadors built up. So it's a lot different. I know, like, Karen is your brand ambassador over there, but getting a brand ambassador for your social media, it's a little bit tougher for private label sellers. But if you can get influencers to provide you with social proof, I think that's going to be a huge trend going into 2021. What do you think?
You are absolutely correct, Norm. That was actually what I was going to segue from, too. I was going to say, you know, we're talking about Shutterstock and Getty and all these things. And I think that's why UGC content is so valuable, because you make an agreement with someone, you have the email, you have the contract or whatever you decided to, you know, terms and conditions that you agreed upon. You have these images to use, and they perform exponentially well. You know, there's, like you said, it's social proof. It's real people using your product, you know, endorsing your brand because they genuinely like it, or, you know, they're an influencer. They have a good social reach. They have good engagement within their followers. And I feel that 9 times out of 10 influencers don't endorse anything that they don't actually like themselves. Just because, you know, false advertising. So you definitely always have that as a value to hold. And so I was looking at, and by the way, these are not Cassandra Craven's, you know, own social media predictions. I was looking at Social Media Today. So they did a whole breakdown. So definitely check that out on their website too. But they gave 10 predictions for 2021, and UGC content was at the top of that list. And I think,
was it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's only going to blow up more, especially with people being at home still. We're still in, you know, kind of lockdown mode across the world. And so people are using those kitchen products. People are using those beauty products. They're taking more lifestyle photos. They're, you know, we have the holidays coming up. If they're using, you know, your plates or your, you know, serving utensils or whatever it may be. I've seen a lot of stuff with holiday, you know, Christmas trees, Hanukkah, things like that. Decorations and lights and things like that. People are photographing it because that's kind of what's hot in their life right now. So I definitely think it's only going to pick up. I personally think that, and Social Media Today thinks that as well as Norm. So it's 3 for 3.
It's there, a winning. We go.
I mean, if we said it, then you know it's good.
You know, if we take a look at even Amazon listings. So using that social proof, you can definitely use on your Amazon listings. You can use it on your Amazon posts. If you get an influencer or a brand ambassador to do video, you can use it with Amazon Live. Yep. And then it's repurpose time. Yep. You've got all this. I talk about Paul Barron. So Paul has his brand, and he gets, in the last 3 months, 2,000 images.
Amazing.
Where do you even start to post 2,000 images?
Well, you got to look for the, you know, the cream of the crop. You got to look for what the best of the best is.
Yeah.
Kind of take it down there. And that's where I think you want to put your best images are always going to go on Instagram. I think that's where people are looking for quality content, but also organic content. And, you know, I talk a lot about experimenting with your social media content. So if you have any other images, you know, like you said, you have so many to choose from, start sprinkling those out on other channels, different times, different audiences, and see what resonates. So it can always be utilized. And another great thing that I noticed when I had, you know, we have a bulk of whether it be stock footage or footage that our photographers have taken or, you know, things I've worked with in the past. You never know when you have to dip into that for like one of those unofficial social holidays. I feel like that can always be relevant. So there's always an opportunity to use those images. Don't ever think that something's going to go to waste or, you know, that it's kind of just, oh, that was for naught, you know, that was just wasted effort, because there's always something that comes up. You know, you're probably thinking, you know, well, I didn't know it was this national holiday and that image works for it. So now you can post that. There's always opportunities. I feel like don't ever narrow your vision with that.
Yeah. And when you get these images, so we're going to spend a bit of time on images because it's so important, but just like your primary image in Amazon, it's that important, but you can get influencers or brand ambassadors to, you can ask them. And this is the beauty, especially when it becomes a brand ambassador. So in case you don't know, you get a customer, and then you can target that customer and see if they want to become more of an influencer, or there's definitely ways, and I'll touch on that in a second, to find influencers. But then if the influencer loves it so much, you can also start targeting the influencer to enter into an agreement, an agreement to be a brand ambassador. And so I know, like talking with Paul, you know, he actually has contracts that we need you to post 3 times. We need you to do this. We need you to do that. And in exchange, you get this, and this. It works incredibly well. So I'll tell you another thing that he was able to do. And this was over, I think it was a 1 week period. Mm-hmm. He needed a certain feature or benefit of his product in video. So he said, hey, I need this, like a video of this, and this. He got 30 videos over a period of a week. And where was he posting it? All over social media, Amazon Live. Yep. And so it worked really, really well for him. But one of the other things excuse me, I got to cough for a second. Just hymn a song or something.
Oh, okay. We're just
there, a little interlude.
good break. Okay.
There we go. We're back. All right, everybody. That'll be edited out.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So there is a search string that I love for Instagram that Dan Fernandez, and I mentioned this, I think, on the last podcast as well, but Dan Fernandez, the owner of Thomason, came up with a year or two ago. But to find influencers on Instagram is this simple. You type in site:instagram.com/, whatever your product keyword would be. So let's say it's bully stick or pet treat, space advertising. Okay. So at that point, it's looking for people that are willing to advertise. Then you go :, Instagram photos and videos, :, and that will give people who are not only advertising but want to provide photos and videos, and then you go :-explore, that gets rid of all the crap.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's very, very, very cool.
That is, I know. I'm going to have to watch this back and take notes now. No, that's genius. And then you don't have to worry. You're kind of weeding out everything that's non-essential. And then you're getting the people that want to be part of those sort of ambassador influencer programs.
Right. Hey, I just saw Melissa was on. There we go.
Hi, Melissa. Mwah. How are you?
All right, Kelsey, are there any questions before we continue?
Oh, yeah. We got lots of questions.
Oh, good.
But before we do, should we talk about the little giveaway we're going to do today?
Oh, yes.
So, Cassandra, what's happening today?
So we have some Helium 10 swag to give away. We've got some shirts And we also have exclusive Helium 10 face masks. I don't have one now because I'm at home, so there's no one around me, but they're very cool. So yeah, definitely. That's our giveaway. I don't know. How are you guys going to go about, how do you give it away? Cause we'll provide it.
So we have a special wheel that we do at the end of the show. We need to figure out what we're going to do. So usually I have them either answer a question or, a hashtag, or they have to tag someone.
Well, it's very simple. I love Cassandra. Hashtag I love Cassandra. There
you go. All right. We'll make it nice and easy today. I love Cassandra. Hashtag I love Cassandra in the comments, and you'll be entered into the draw for a little contest. And yeah, we're good.
That's great.
Oh, but there is one catch. You have to take a picture, send it to Cassandra so she could put it up on her page, or at least tag her.
Definitely do that. Yeah, please. I will share it all over social.
Very good. All right. So let's get into the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got... I think there's like 10 questions that are coming. Oh, we got our first I Love Cassandra, Usman.
Usman. There we go. Here,
entered. Okay, so where do I start?
This is my favorite.
Let me see. Is there... Okay, I think Dawn was first to enter. We also have Drew and Sarah joining the podcast. Marsha, Simon, Alan, Rad, Melissa, Usman. We got a whole bunch. Lisa, just
Angie.
Okay.
And Facebook user.
Yeah, so that's Rad.
Oh, that, okay.
Okay, so first question, is there a way to track sales from Instagram to Amazon?
I don't know, Norm. I mean, maybe you have some info on that. I would say you need to track when the posts go live. So if you're using like an influencer to post on Instagram and you know that on Wednesday at 10 a.m. they're going to post this video, a tutorial or something like that, I would track the sales from that day, you know, the next 24 hours or so, and see if there's a spike in people inquiring about your product or people who say they use, you know, they went to your product because of this influencer. You can do like a quick survey, or you can do like a little questionnaire, things like that. You can have the influencer post something like, let me know if you bought this product, you know, share it with me. So I think that's where social proof would come in. Unless, Norm, do you have any other?
Yeah. There is something you can use, and that's the attribution. You could put in a pixel. And so in some instances, you can track where it's coming from. So if it's coming from a post or from Instagram or Facebook, they do give you that opportunity now through Amazon attribution program.
Very nice. They also have, I've seen a lot too, where people get, you know, their special links, you know, they're kind of curated links of like, mm-hmm. If you click this link, you get the, you know, get 25% off because of, you know, hashtag, whatever, like hashtag I love Cassandra, that kind of thing. Or, you know, they put like something special in so that you have a curated link so they know how to link it back and track back.
Yeah. And that's, a really simple one too would be, creating a discount code either on Shopify that drives it over to Amazon or an Amazon code that you would just create for that promotion too. So that's another way, in case you're not using attribution, to easily track it.
There you go. Three great ways.
There.
Okay, great. So let's see our next question going through. Okay, from Marsha. How does this all apply to the new ADA requirements for our websites? And does that also apply to social postings, or is it just for websites?
Ooh. So
Norm talked about this on a previous podcast.
Okay. So, yeah.
Ooh, Norm. I don't know if you know this, but this is so important, making sure that everything is ADA compliant. So we talked about, you know, making sure that people going to your website, you'll usually see a wheelchair icon. You can click on it. There have been people chasing small businesses and, you know, just saying that they'll sue them for $10,000 or $20,000. You can't go, I mean, you can't even defend it. So you just end up paying. So interesting that you said that, because I had that same question that I just asked my lawyer about. And that was, okay, if ADA applies to your website, what about social media? Like, what about going to Facebook? What about going to YouTube? Aren't they under the same guidelines or regulations as everybody else? And I don't have that answer yet.
I don't either. I'm not a legal expert, but yeah. I would assume so. And I would definitely look at the terms and conditions for that as well. But yeah, that's a great legal question. I don't have the answer either.
We will be digging into that.
Yes. One. Well, that's a good case study we can leverage. But yeah, that's a really great question.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you, Marcia.
I know. Like, you stumped us. Do you get something if you stump us?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Helium tank swag. There.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good, and I don't want to give any misinformation regarding anything legal or anything like that.
Okay, just sorting through these questions. Let me see.
Kelsey, you have one job.
No, I get the pressure on the back end. I know. I do the sometimes, and I'm the one looking for stuff, so I get it.
Okay, so from Simon, I think we kind of touched on this a little bit already, but what is your opinion of image libraries like Shutterstock when you use them, when you know it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, Shutterstock I think is getting way better with organic content focused on social media performance, things like that. Norm, I love your suggestion, Unsplash. I think that's a great website to go to. And then, like I said, Canva. I think they even have some images that you can pull from. Mm-hmm. Free tier, or you can just pay by, you know, icons or things that you're leveraging. But yeah, definitely. I think Shutterstock's great. I think they're pretty reasonable in price as well, especially if you're pumping out a lot of content. What are your thoughts, Norm?
Yeah. One of the things that a lot of people use it's Pixabay because it's free.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never crazy. Like, they have okay, but as soon as I see certain stock photos, I go, oh, Pixabay.
I was going to say, I noticed, and this was kind of early quarantine too, because I think a lot of people jumped on, we can't do photo shoots, or we can't, you know, go out and get our own content, if you will. And I started seeing so many of the same stock imagery, like in my feed, and from huge brands. We're talking, like, I saw stuff from like American Express that I think, you know, I've used in the past, and it was kind of wild. But yeah, and I don't know if that's just like an industry thing, but I think it's becoming, you know, they're becoming pretty frequent to where you're starting to see it resonate more and more.
And what we're seeing, at least what I'm seeing now too, is when you see a real like user generated content, hey, okay, that's great. But when you see somebody with a bar of soap that's five times bigger than their hand, that, you know, is a stock photo that just has something, you know, Photoshopped into it poorly.
Yeah.
You don't trust that anymore. I don't trust it. It's just, it looks to me like just to being cheap. And
totally.
What you're trying to build is authority or trust, and you're going about it the wrong way by paying $10 for a really bad graphic artist to put, you know, a bar of soap or this big thing of shampoo. People know. Why going to an influencer, or, you know, at least an influencer, or finding just, and it's so simple. Just ask people, even in your Amazon packaging, tag me, you know, and then, you know, you could be entered into a draw to win, you know, $50, $100 or something. One other thing we did, by the way.
Yes.
And this is with one of the knife products that we have. We sent them out to chefs.
Nice. Smart.
And we just said, hey, provide us with you using the knife.
Yep.
Give us your favorite recipe, and if you'd like, provide a video. You know how much we got? And these are from like chefs, owners of restaurants, you know. And also what we did is we took, okay, who would use knives? Who wants knives? Culinary schools.
Yeah.
You send them over. Students get them on one condition. When you graduate, you pose with the knife.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's so simple. I think that's what people, I think they get all caught up in it, or they think there's, I don't know, if they think there's too much red tape or something, but it's really that easy. And I'll be honest too, Norm, I post things all the time, even if there isn't an incentive. I don't know if I'm a social media person though, so I get it. But like, I love knowing when I get something in the mail or whatever, whether it's an article of clothing or, you know, an accessory, and they say to tag us, I know that that's what they're looking for. So it almost isn't going for nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've tagged brands before, and then like I go back, and once I look at like their Twitter or their Instagram feed, I'm like, oh wait, they haven't posted in forever. So they're not actively looking for that content. So there's something nice about people, like you said, they want the content, just asking for it. And that is such a simple and genius idea. I love that you're like, who needs knives? Cool. What your one, you know, thing with one caveat is post a picture. That's all I got
to
do.
That's all you have to do. Yeah.
You know?
And the other, again, keeping on, because I mentioned how important it was for images or video. It doesn't even have to be a video. What you can use right now, and I think one of the trends, and it was for 2020 as well, pattern interruption.
Yep.
So if it usually that comes with a video, but videos can be very expensive. What you can use is an image. I'm telling you, this it takes nothing to do this or get a graphic artist to do this. Get a cinemagraph or a platograph.
I love that.
They're $25 or whatever it is. And now you've got, you know, Norm the Gnome here, there, and his beard, like this beard, waving in the wind from a static photograph.
Thank you.
You know, all of a sudden it's in your feed and it's, what is that? And you can get their attention. So, that is super cheap.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think videos, they're always going to perform better because kind of the barrier to entry is lower. They don't have to actually like it or comment. They just have to watch it. And so you're going to rack up the views. I love that. I love that someone else is talking about cinemagraphs. It's something I'm a big advocate of and 100% agree. I also think when you're asking people to do these things, I can be a little wary. I have to say my in-feed, even on my personal accounts, that's precious. That's precious territory right there. That's you know, A-plus content. But Instagram stories, you know, it makes it so much more accessible for people. It expires. You know, they can do something quick. It's something fun. They can tag the brand. So I definitely always encourage people to go there and relay that so that they're always posting their content. Cinemagraphs. I love it, Norm. God, you're speaking my language. You're speaking my language. I love it.
Very good, Kelsey. Oh, and by the way, Kelsey's always the what do we say, the guard. I'll say, hey, Kelsey, can you post this? No, that doesn't go into your feed. That's a story. But why is it a story? People don't want to see your breakfast.
That's good social story content. You know, you got to kind of go down the levels of like what, you know, this is precious territory. You know, what are we going to put in feed? What's going to stay and what can expire after 24 hours?
He is the gatekeeper.
Good.
When you guys are talking about Canva, I highly recommend that for anyone that's interested in starting their own, doing their own work on their social media stuff. I'm on there probably 3 hours a day at least.
Right.
Playing around with templates and
it's so, kind of fun. It's not.
It's creative. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. I think Alan was first. Okay. Any recommendations on where to source influencers? I've tried several online sites, but have not had great success.
Okay. This is where I'm always big on grassroots approach. Look for who's using brands or products similar to yours. And look, search on that on Instagram, hashtags, things like that. I heard, and I don't know if it's live yet, but I did hear that Instagram is coming out with its own like search feature, similar to where you search for the hashtags or geotags, but now you can search by keywords. So that would be huge. Twitter, you can also do that. I believe that feature's always been active. That feature's live now. I think those would be your best bets. TikTok, same thing. See, you know, if you have, like you said, knives, see who else is posting about cooking, you know, and that you can tap into. And if people are already adamant or passionate about that topic or that product or something similar to it in that realm, they're going to be more apt to, you know, collaborate with you. What are your thoughts, Norm? Back to you, Norm.
Why, thank you, Cassandra.
Yes.
Very, very similar. They're, If you're going in, let's say it is knives, and you go hashtag chef knife, and you see the influencer there, you know, the most relevant, you click on it, and then you can start, if you like what you see, and again, it's personality. If the person doesn't reflect your personality, don't follow, but follow, engage, comment, and then try DMing. If you can, you know, direct message the person, and just tell them, no ego. You tell them how much you like what they're doing and their posts. And then the other thing that a lot of people forget about is you don't have to go to paid sites. You can go to Thomason or IntelliFluence or BuzzSumo is probably a good one too, BuzzSumo. Mm-hmm. But go back to Google and just let's say it's a pet product. So, you know, you're looking at pet product influencers, pet product bloggers, mommy bloggers.
Yep.
And you'll get the list. Oh, here's another search string. Okay. So if you're interested, if let's say you get this really incredible mommy blogger, so you've got a baby product and you go to their blog, you put in the word related colon and paste that URL. And what'll happen is all the related topics that you'll see it just like a regular Google search will be there, and you can just go through all those bloggers and then, you know, start following or talking to them. That's one of the ways to do it. It's actually quite simple. It does take some time if you are going after anything above, I would say, I don't know about what you say, but there's nano influencers that are basically up to 10,000, micro influencers up to 100,000. That's the range that we target. Anything above that, like mega influencers and up, they're tougher to work with.
Yeah, I think those would be kind of your, you know, your gold star influencers. Like if you have a budget you want to set aside, you know, maybe you're going through an agency to work with them. Yeah, anyone who's going to have those mega top tier celebrity like influencers, that's definitely going to be, you're kind of have to take a separate approach to it for sure.
Oh, I just thought of this one. So this is really cool. Cameo.
So oh, yeah, Cameo.
They do have, so just don't think you can go to Cameo and post people, you know, saying how great your product is, because you have to get a commercial license from them.
I didn't know that. Oh, see, now I'm learning stuff. Okay, because I know they can't just say like, oh, this is the best podcast ever or something like that.
They can do it. The celebrity can do it, but Cameo can come after you for promoting that because you didn't buy a commercial license.
I didn't know that. Okay, that's interesting. So good. That's a great tip.
Very cheap to go over to Cameo. I know we've used some 90 Day Fiance people. And we've got some guys from Saturday Night Live, and I mean it's great content that you can get.
Yeah. Cool.
But you just make sure that you either interact and ask if they have, like, will they do it for this price, or if there's a commercial a license. And you'll see it. Usually it'll say, oh, for commercial use. And then if you don't see it and there's any confusion, talk to Cameo and get their permission, because they might say, yeah, go ahead. But just don't take, and I've had my lawyer look at that too, because we didn't want to get in the middle of a lawsuit.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't, I know. I didn't know if that was like kind of a gray area or what could be done. So that's a really interesting tip. Definitely. And especially like if that's someone, you know, that's right for your audience, if you could get, you know, a Top Chef, you know, contestant to do a cameo for you, if you're looking to sell knives, things like that, that's awesome because that's relevant to that audience.
Yeah. We've had Penn, like from Penn and Teller. We've had Gilbert Godfrey. I mean, it's really cool. Some of the people.
Love that. Oh my God. Very cool. Very cool. One thing I did want to tell you, since I know we're coming up on the hour. So when you were saying about stock images and how you were saying like, oh, you know, you see someone with their hand and then, or where is it with my hand? And it's like this big, huge thing of soap, or, you know, it's so, you know, it's curated, or it's Photoshop content in such a bad way. One thing they did also say on social media today was meme content is going to pick up, and brands are actually going to start using it to communicate more about promotions, things like that. And so what got me thinking was it's okay to do that if you're in on the joke. Don't try to pass it off as real content, like a giant bar of soap or something. But I've seen brands, Slim Jim does this really well. I remember Wendy's was doing stuff really well. A lot of the like fast food chains will kind of make, they'll kind of poke fun at themselves, if you will. So definitely if you're in on the joke, I think it can be funny. I think that's how you could utilize that. It has to be it has to be so bad that it's good. And so if you can kind of get that conversation going, because again, if you see a bad Photoshop, I know I'm going to stop and look at it and be like, is this real right now? And then if you know the brand is in, don't try to pass it off as real though. That's the biggest, but if you're in on the joke, it could actually be very beneficial for your social media engagement. And I think bringing some levity, you know, 2020 was a rough year, Norm. We all need some levity in our lives. So if you can bring that to the table on your social media content, I think it'd be very beneficial.
That's a great point. I didn't think that memes were going to be on the trend. That's good. Great.
There you go. And I think it's that there's so many, again, you know, relatable content. We've all been here in lockdown and quarantine, and you know, that's how people share, you know, life experiences now or day-to-day activities. They're just sharing memes back and forth. So definitely, cool. Yeah, look into that. Social media.
I will.
Actually, we started to dive into some memes on the Instagram and Facebook page. They're pretty fun to work with. I definitely agree with that. There's memes everywhere.
I admire you, Kelsey, though, because meme content is not my forte. We actually started collaborating for Helium 10 with Amazon Humor. So we like do like a cross promotional, like we share their posts, things like that. And I gave the creator of that, I go, props to you. I cannot, I just can't think, you know what I mean, in that meme way. So if you're doing it, Kelsey, way to go, because I can't get my head around it. I mean, like, I can take in memes and laugh, but it's so hard to curate that content for yourself. So it's a niche.
Yeah. So I try and relate it back to, like, so for Norm, it's a personal brand. So like the podcast. So I'll just share my screen quickly.
But
this
is
just a quick example of like what you can do with a meme.
I
think this is pretty relatable. Like, you can be something as easy as that. for an example. Yes.
Love so it.
If do you guys want more questions or
What time is your cutoff?
Yes.
I got like 10 more minutes. Yeah. Top of the hour.
Okay.
Okay, maybe one or two more questions and then the wheel of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I lost my spot now. Let me see.
Just what more meme content? Quick.
Okay, so this is from Rad, I believe. Can you suggest any micro influencer, or could you direct where you can find one? So I think we talked.
Talked about that. Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and by the way, if you are looking for very inexpensive photos. You can always go to AppSumo, and yep. At Sumo, I think right now they have one or two different stock photo libraries on the. I don't know how good they are. Check it out. They'll usually give some examples, but AppSumo usually gives some pretty good discounts if you're just trying to break into it.
So here's one. What are the things that we should be careful about when hiring or taking onboard influencers?
I mean, I think going back to what you were saying, Norm, you know, even if it's as simple as a one page, you know, agreement or contract or things like that, designating the times you want things posted, when you want them going out, how long they should stay on their page, and any, whether it's a content swap or credit that'll be given, if you're tagging them or using a specific hashtag, things like that. I think definitely making sure everything you want out of it and everything they want out of it is like explicitly outlined. I don't think you want to leave anything up to question. That would be my biggest thing. And you also want to make sure, going back, if you're looking for people, especially through a grassroots approach and not using a verified site, make sure they don't have fake followers. Cause yeah. You're not getting anything out of that. So make sure, check, like you said, check the ratio of followers to engagement and see if it matches up, because, you know, you don't want, even if they have, you know, 100,000 people, if they're all spam bots, it's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah. And you mentioned this the last time you were on, like, just check and see if they're one word answers or very generic, or if they are actual engagers. Now, the other thing too, it's important that who owns, do you own that image? Do you have the right to the copyright so you can use it. I talked about this before where a client paid a lot of money for a video, ended up that it was on YouTube, but he couldn't upload it anywhere. The guy came back and just would not allow him to do anything unless the traffic was driven over to his YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's where I think you got to make sure everything's outlined, where you want it to go. You've talked with them beforehand. And my big thing too is always, make sure they leave your content up there for however duration of the time, because now we can archive posts and things like that. You don't want someone saying, yeah, I posted it, pay me. And then they like get rid of it 2 seconds later. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to make sure you have it up there. You know, if you want this through the holiday season or, you know, for a week or a month or whatever it may be.
Okay. So I think if we want to end it at an hour, we'll have to jump to the wheel now.
I want to do the wheel.
There, how many questions are left? It must be.
And I noticed that Usman was asking about community building. So we had a couple guests, I think the last 2 weeks, talking about that. So Usman, if you want to check out Dr. Travis Ziegler, Wilfred Lightheart, and Carlos Alvarez, we had them on the podcast. They all talked about different aspects of building a community. So I can link those to you. But yeah, let's get started with this wheel. We got a bunch of entries. I gotta share my screen again.
So do you want to give 30 seconds to anybody who's just new and listening? Just have to put, oh, no, I guess we don't.
No, okay. So any last people, hashtag I love Cassandra to be entered into this draw. Cassandra, how many giveaways are you doing? Is it one?
Let's do two shirts. Let's do two shirts, two masks.
Two shirts. Perfect.
There we go.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So I think that's... If anyone comes in during this, I'll add them into the names, but it looks like this is it for now.
Okay.
All right. So 3, 2, 1.
This is so exciting.
Is it for a shirt or a mask first?
This one's for a shirt.
Oh, rad. There we go. Okay,
rad.
Congratulations. Woo.
Oh, and Drew and Sarah just came in.
Okay. Drew and Sarah. Okay, 3. So is this for, another shirt?
Mask? Let's do, another shirt.
Okay, shirt.
Mark!
Oh, it looks like Mark just squeezed out.
I know, that had me on the edge of my seat.
Okay.
All right, so this one's for Matt.
Okay.
Oh, wait, sorry, Melissa. I'm not gonna... You're still there. Okay,
Mark,
for Matt. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so we have two masks. So do we give them to both Drew and Sarah?
I think that would be good. Yeah. I know Drew and Sarah listen all the time. So why don't we do that?
Awesome. There we go. Cool. Okay, so two shirts, two masks. Let me know. I'll send whatever. Do you want me to send it to you guys? You tell me whatever you need. We can work it out on the back end, but we'll get some Helium 10 swag. And please, to the prize winners, post a photo, hashtag Helium 10, at Helium 10 Software on Instagram. We would love to feature you.
There we go. All right. So I think that's it. This has been great. Tons of engagement. Thank you, everybody. We'll take a look at all the questions that we didn't get to, and we will get you some answers. But Cassandra, thank you so much for coming on again.
You guys are the best. This is always the highlight of my month. You know that. I love it.
Well, it's our highlight too. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Cassandra. Oh, yes. How do people get a hold? Sorry, I talked over you. What were you saying? Oh.
No. I think we're lagging right now a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I was just going to say, how do people get a hold of you? We are lagging.
_ Craven on Instagram at Helium. Am I back? I don't know. Just find me. I'll go in the comments.
All right. So thank you. Thank you so much, Cassandra. I think, I don't know what happened, but I think we were just getting a bit of a lag in there. Anyways, hey, thank you everybody for joining us today. It's always having Cassandra's on, always a great time. I had no idea we were coming up to the hour, but we try to get all your questions answered, and we'll post all your comments. Kelsey, what do we have to do?
Okay, so if you haven't yet, hit that like button or smash it, as we say here. Ring the bell if you're on YouTube. All of the content goes directly over to YouTube, so if you ever miss an episode, you can just find it there. Nice and easy. It's Norman Farrar. If you search Lunch with Norm, that should pop up too. Join our Facebook group. It's growing every day. We got some good discussions happening there. We featured a Norm's mug the other day. So who knows? Maybe the future.
There no, might not be... not this mug.
Yeah, no.
The mug.
A pretty mug.
Okay. Oh, God. Now, the other thing that we should be talking about, too, just very briefly, is if you are looking for more online content, you can always subscribe to the newsletter that it's not only for Amazon. It goes right across for online sellers, how to improve your business using different marketing techniques. It's all curated content from some of the top marketers in the industry. It comes out every Monday. So if you're interested in that, head on over to Lunch with Norm or go to normferrar.com and you can subscribe. It comes out every Monday and I think you will enjoy it. The newsletter does not suck. Also, you are going to interrupt me, aren't you?
Maybe. Okay, first, I just want to say that we have our special episode for Tuesday with Mike Cigar. So, yeah, I'm going to be making an event soon, so you'll be able to find it. But we do have an episode on Tuesday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday next week. And we also have a secret episode only available in the Facebook group 2 weeks from now. But there'll be more announcements on that later.
Okay.
And I know Usman has been posting a couple questions. So if you have any questions, post them in the Facebook group and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Okay.
I can talk now?
Yes, you may.
Oh, thank you very much. All right. So this Friday, it's our monthly appearance for Kevin King. So if you have any questions for the holidays, what you think is going to be coming up in the New Year's, any issues or problems that came up during Black Friday or Cyber Monday, just post them and we'll be asking Kevin. So he's going to be joining me on Friday. I can't wait. And I think that's it for today's episode. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And again, we will be getting to your questions. So have a great day, guys. 100, 100, 100.